Blog Talk Radio.
You might not see it, but you're standing in victory. Listen, I can tell you about pain.
Pain, I've been there.
And I can tell you about change.
Pain, I've been there.
And I've had the joys of pain.
Good morning, good morning. Yeah, you see, I'm sounding better today. I got that elderberry tea, Mother Millicent, member of our church. She don't play when it comes to my voice. She's like, Pastor, we gotta be able to hear you. And so I tell you, she had my wife make me some elderberry tea with hot lemons and cut in there. And Lord, I thank God. Amen. So if you have any hoarseness, you know, get you some elderberry tea, the fresh one. So I had the little beads, what you call them. Amen. But thank God that voice is back, and I'm grateful because I got a full week of preaching. And so I'm grateful, grateful, grateful. Thank God for you. Welcome to Wednesday. It's hump day. It's the middle of the week. And we're thankful. I am certainly thankful to God for making it to another Wednesday, getting to another Wednesday. So I thank God for that. Amen. Amen. I pray that you are having a great week. Amen. It might be busy, but it's still great. You might be tired, but still call it great. You might be wondering, oh my goodness, what am I going to do next? Just as long as you call it great. So after everything's going on, I'm still having a great week. I'm having a great day. Declare it even now that I'm going to have a great day. Amen. Have a great day. Praise the Lord. This Wednesday, don't forget, tonight we're meeting. We'll be at the East New York campus for our recharge. Amen. So you come on out and be there. I believe God's going to meet you and bless you. We're going to spend some time in the Word. We're going to spend some time in worship. And we're going to spend some time in prayer. Amen. And I just look forward to it. I pray that your fast is going well. It's almost over. Amen. It seemed to have gone a little bit faster than me this time around. I gotta say it. Y'all know I love I ain't gonna say I love it. Let me not say I love it, but I enjoy my meats. I enjoy, you know, steak. I know I enjoy it, but I tell you, I really do feel better. Amen. So I do recognize some things that I need desperately to take out of my diet, and so we are not going to go back to the same old way of eating and the same old way preparing food. Amen. I must say this now, I have been pleasantly surprised by the different things you can do with vegetables. And I've always wondered, when I was much younger, I know a lot more now, but I would wonder, like, vegetarians, all you eat is vegetables? You got to eat something else. And my goodness, they got as many choices, if not more, choices in the vegetarian, vegan diet than you know, I do, and I guess I just call it a regular diet. I don't know what to call it. In my diet, where you have just meats, and they have so much more creativity. And so I tell you, now, no, Pass is not becoming a vegetarian. I hear you, nope, Pass is not becoming a vegetarian. That is not what the Lord is called for, at least as far as I can see. But I am certainly looking for things and that we can take out of our diet to be healthier. So this fast has, one, helped me to think more clearly and to pray more clearly. I've noticed that, just a clearer praying. When I'm praying, it's not from a place of tired. It's from a place of actually exuberance, and it's in feeling like God is there listening. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. And so we're going to make some changes. And I pray that you are going to make some changes. I pray that you're not waiting for Sunday to just run back out and stuff your body with all the things you took out of it. I assure you, one, that you will probably not feel very well if you do that. You still need to ease things back into your diet. Because fasting, remember, is not about dieting. Fasting is about discipline. It's about a spiritual discipline. And so you can't say that you have spiritually or you have disciplined something, and then you go, when the discipline period is over, you go right back to what you were doing. So as you ease things back into your diet, you want to eat them slowly, very, very, very slowly. You don't want to eat heavy, thick meats right away, because your body has adjusted to digesting vegetables, and vegetables are much easier to digest, and enzymes that your body would produce to digest something as heavy and thick as meat, those enzymes have gone down, and the production of them have gone down because you've not needed them, and so you don't want to introduce that back in your body at a heart rate. Just be very careful. Don't forget also, when you read Daniel's book of Daniel, and you begin to read about eating, about him not eating of the king's delicacies, you see that also with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And you remember one of the things that was said that they did not eat of the king's delicacies, and yet they were stronger than the other servants who were eating the king's meats, and they were stronger, and they were fairer. And that has to do with how they looked. They weren't just strong and smarter and all those things. They were fairer. It's how they looked. And I believe it has to do with their body weight and their skin and their hair. And so just take all that into consideration. What has God taught you on this fast as it pertains to what we put in our body, and what things should we keep out? So there are some things that I'm making a decision to discipline myself against and not to have in my body, and to reduce tremendously. And so I'm praying that you do the same, which picks up right where we left off in Kings 17, the story of the widow at Zarephath. And I pray that you have read, you would be blessed to just read the entire chapter of 1 Kings 17. It really will bless you. But I was reading 1 Kings, 17, verses 8 through 16, and we get to this place. We've already talked. God doesn't seem to make sense when the things that he's told Elijah to do, and there are things in your life that God doesn't seem to make sense about. It doesn't seem to jive, doesn't seem to rhyme in the direction that God, you feel God is calling you. So one of the things is when God is not when God doesn't seem to make sense, one, he's changing your perspective. He's changing how you see stuff. But the second thing that could be happening when we feel like God is not making sense, when God gives us a instruction that doesn't seem to make sense to us, and the truth is, unless God gives us revelation of what he's saying, we will always come to the place of thinking he doesn't make sense, because God's ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. It's like hearing a person speak in a foreign language that you don't understand, and you can walk away from that discord and say, you know, man, that doesn't make, they didn't make any sense. No, they didn't make any sense to you. They certainly understand what they said and what they were talking about. And if you don't speak the language, then they would have to give you revelation of what they said, or someone who speaks the language would have to give you revelation what they said. And then once you have revelation, it's amazing how all of a sudden revelation helps us understand that they were making sense. I just didn't understand them. And so when God doesn't appear to be making sense in our life, he's changing, one, how we see stuff. The widow was looking at the handful of flour and the little bit of oil, and God's perspective was the bin of flour and the jar of oil. And so he was changing how she saw it. The bin and the flour were there. She just didn't see it. The bin and the jar was there. She just didn't see it. And so God spoke through Elijah, and he says, well, thus saith the Lord, the bin, you talking about your handful, perspective, the bin shall not give out. So perspective, you talking about the little bit, the jar shall not go dry. And so just keep in mind that God is changing your perspective. Remember, other things that God could be doing when he doesn't seem to make sense is he's changing your plan. He's changing your plan. God, why are you sending me on this 15-day fast of just mostly just really just vegetables and whole grains? And why am I on this fast cleansing my body of all these things that I've been eating? Because perhaps he's changing your plan. Her plan was to make the cake. And the cake, again, is just a patty. It's not a cake like we, you know, get out 3 and 4, 5 layer cakes. No, it's not that. It's a patty. It's a little bit of meal and oil and a little bit of water and mixed together, and then you fry it, as it were, on a piece of stone. And it's this flat little piece of bread. And she said she was going to make that, and she was going to die. And so was her son. And that was her plan, and her plan would have worked. And God changed the plan, because God didn't want that plan for her. He wanted her to live, the prophet to live, and her household to live. So that's not just her son. It's everyone connected to her family. And so God might be changing your plan. So let's pray about the plan that God might be changing. Father, thank you so much. We recognize that we don't know everything and we don't see everything, but you see way more than we do, and you know way more than we do. And so God, would you help us as our plans are being changed, as you are giving us new focus and direction, give us new mindsets and ideas, and help us, Lord God, to put the plan of our life in your hand and let you be God over it. And so, God, when we look at places where you don't seem to be making sense, and when we can't follow what you are saying, we have to recognize that perhaps in that place you are changing. And so, God, we give you our plans, and we say change them to the way that pleases you in the name of Jesus. Give us a great day of purpose on purpose. And we decree that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord. in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. God bless you. See you tonight. Don't forget also tomorrow night, Thursday, I'll be preaching at St. Mary's Church, 493 Monroe Street, and we'd love to have you worship at 7:30 there. God bless you.